Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That's what I get in. My, oh Lord. Y'all forgive me today. Hello. I'll start over. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor D.W. Chief of Florida, coming to you from a beautiful city of our land of Florida and their surrounding areas. And guess what? I pray that you come and visit us sometime. Yes, I do. And how is the weather in your part of the woods, wherever you are? Well, I was a little dreary and a little bit warmer, but it promised us to get bad again. So, stay blessed and stay dry. Stay warm. Keep your coat on. All right, I know you in them tropical areas, you are experiencing heat, right? Oh, my. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. But we're going to have coats. All right. You know, God is good to us, regardless of the weather. And I'd like to ask you a question, too. How come when the weather gets dreary and, you know, looking and everything, our bodies react to it?
You want a second?
Because. Why does our body react to that? You know? Y'all can answer that after Diane pray. We're going to call her to come on in and go ahead and pray for y'all. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you are King of Kings and Lords of Lords. You are that conquering Lion of Judah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Thanking you right now, Lord, for this day, Lord Father, the day that wasn't promised to us, Lord Father. But you woke us up this morning, clothed in our right mind, Lord Father. We thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, Lord Father, for forgiveness, Lord Father, and those that we're praying for. Father, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord Father, for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father, you know each and every person. Name by name, Lord Father, you know what they're in need of, Lord Father. And Father, we thank you right now, Lord Father, for your will being done. We thank you, Lord Father, for the prayers that you have already answered, Lord Father, as we pray, Lord. Father, we thank you right now for the prayer that you're answering right now and the ones that you're about to answer, Lord Father. We thank you. Glorifying and magnifying you, Lord Father, knowing that there is no other God but you right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we continue to hold Kenya before you, Lord Father, asking you to continue to touch her body, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for bringing her through those surgeries, Lord Father. Father, let her continue to give you honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name. Knowing, Lord, Father God, that it was nobody but you, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you and glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, we thank you right now as we hold Richie before you, Lord, Father. Thank you, Lord, Father, for bringing him through, Lord, Father God, those surgeries as well, Lord, Father. Father, knowing, Lord Father, that you're a merciful and loving God, Lord Father. Father, as he continue, Lord Father, to go through the healing process, Lord Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Father God, for being by his side, Lord. Father, for you say you'll never leave us nor forsake us, Lord, and we thank you. Father, we hold before you Sister Elizabeth, Lord Father, thanking you for giving her the strength that she needs, Lord Father, as she continued to stand in your word and do your work, Lord Father. Continue to strengthen her right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Heather right now, Lord Father, as we pray for her salvation right now, Lord Father, and her comfort and peace in this time right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let your will be done right now. In Jesus' name. Father, we hold before you Bishop Clark, Lord Father, asking you, Lord Father God, to touch his body right now as we continue to speak healing to his body from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father, we thank you right now, Lord Father God, for touching him right now, Lord Father. Continue to strengthen him right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Naomi right now, Lord Father. Father, she thanks you, Lord Father God, for keeping her right now, Lord Father. Father, you know, Lord Father God, her desires, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord Father God, for just touching her body right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, give her the strength, Lord Father. Father God, when she's feeling discouraged, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father God, for encouraging her right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, we hold before you Eldred Christian, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father, to continue to touch him right now, Lord Father. From the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father, touch his body right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, let him, Lord Father, continue to seek you right now, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, that there is no other God but you, Lord Father. And Father, you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for his strength right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you, Lord Father God, the Brown family, Lord Father God, and the passing of their son right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray strength and comfort to them right now, Lord Father. Give them the peace that pass all understanding, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, that you gave him, Lord Father God, a second chance in life, Lord Father God. We thank you, Lord Father God, for what you did for him right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father God, for just hearing our prayers, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, as others continue to touch and agree with us, Lord Father God, as we pray for those on our prayer list. We pray for our listeners, Lord Father. Father, you know what they're in need of, Lord, and we're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for touching their household right now, Lord Father. Bless them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we ask you to give them the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word, Lord Father, as it comes forth right now in the name of Jesus, canceling every assignment, Lord Father, as we hold this broadcast before you, Lord. Every assignment, Lord Father, that was sent towards it, Lord Father, to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, we cancel the assignment right now in the name of Jesus and render it null and void. Holy Spirit, we ask you to just have your way right now, Lord. We're thanking you, Lord Father, for healing and deliverance just being in the midst right now, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Puerto Rico and Australia and all those other places, Lord Father, that are dealing with earthquakes, Lord Father, and fires right now, Lord Father. We thank you for your mercy, Lord Father. Father, we even thank you, Lord Father God, for those sex traffickers, human trafficking, Lord Father, that you have allowed to get captured, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for that and bringing them home safely, Lord Father. Touch the families, Lord. Father God, touch those that was in that position, Lord Father. Touch their minds right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, let them know, Lord Father God, that you still love them, Lord. And we cancel that spirit of suicide, Lord Father God, over them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. And we speak love right now in Jesus' name, Lord. Father, we thanking you and glorifying you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I hold before you my apostle and pastor right now, Lord Father, as I ask you to decrease them as you increase in them. Father God, have your way right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Well, amen, amen, and amen to all, to everyone. Amen. And now, if you didn't hear your name, it's because you didn't give it. So call us at 347-857-3925. Punch the one. And let us know who you want us to pray for, because God is doing great and wonderful things to the people that are being prayed for all over the land. We thank God for them. Today, we thank God for you, you, and you. We thank God for you that listens on a continued basis. It's very encouraging to us. We want to let you know how much we thank you and thank God for you. You know, and we send the blessings of God to overtake each one of you and each person that donates. We want to thank God for them also, that everything will be multiplied in your life as you desire. All right? As you desire today. All right? We give praise to God for it all right now in Jesus' name. All right. We are going to give you a little something here, amen, a little word we all won't want to forget. Thank you, Jesus. A house is made of walls and beams. A home is built with love and dreams. A house is made of walls and beams. A home is built with love and dreams. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Just a simple little word today. That's what we just wanted to give you today. Just a little word. And we do thank God for Pastor Sharon. We thank God for Prophet Nathaniel. Yes. Praise God. And we thank God for you. You and you. The silent listeners, also we thank God for those who listen on the computer. Bless God. Hallelujah. This changes. Was listening on the computer and all. Oh, bless God. We thank God for you now. So call us, huh? Give us a call. Come on now. Give us a call. Call us and let us know. You know how things are with you and how God has blessed you. And you may want to talk about the lovely Christmas gift you've got, you know. How God had blessed you at the Christmas time. And, oh, you had all these gifts and so much you had. All right, isn't it wonderful? You could tell about it, can't you? Yeah, and then I'm going to tell you, you didn't send me a Christmas gift. Amen. Praise God. You know I'd come with that next, wouldn't you? Praise God. But nevertheless, it's so good to be with you again today. And I trust that you enjoyed our words on the previous broadcast. I trust that you enjoyed that. Okay, so now, does anyone want to talk about that? How, why is it when the weather looking dreary, you get weary? Your body start talking to you, you know, aches and pains. Anybody know any reason why that is so? And you become a weather person. Yeah. Oh, it's going to rain. Got my knees hurting and my jaw concerned. And, oh, I can feel it. I can feel it, you know. Why is that? You know, we have so many things that we say in these days, and nobody know where they started from. Somebody just pick it up and run with it. You know, this is what we do. Pick up stuff and run with it, whether it's good or bad. We run with it. Amen. But I think we need to start talking about, well, this weather, oh, now I am, glory to God, I am feeling wonderful today, even though the weather looked bleak.
Okay.
You know, we've been doing things like this so long, too. It's hard for us. It's really hard for us to change, isn't it? You've so been so busy calling it in that you don't think about it anymore. You just say it and keep on going. It's just the norm now, okay? And we got to change some stuff, you know. This is a new year, new era, so to speak, we would say. And we got to change some things. We certainly, and that means we're going to have to fight to change it. Mm-hmm. You hear? We're going to have to fight to change it. Now, the former broadcast fire talked about those strange fires, didn't it?
Amen.
What kind of fire you got? Huh? What kind of fire do you have? All right. We would love to know, what type of fire would you have? Do you have? Okay. Now, what is the fire? What did we tell you this strange fire was? Serving without an order from God. What are you doing that God didn't order? Think about it now. What are you doing that God didn't order? One, what kind of mind do you have? Do you have a mind to do what God ordered? That's one thing we need to know, because without the mind, we are not going to listen to God. We're not going to do. We will say, I don't know when God talked to me. See? The fact of the matter is, if you read your scripture, you find out how he talks to you. He could talk to you through the scripture when you read. You see? He could talk then. No, you ain't getting the picture today. You're not seeing what I'm trying to tell you. I don't want you to be coming up with strange fires. The fire that we got somewhere. Praise the Lord. Hello, you're there.
Oh, can you hear me? Testing.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, good morning. Isn't God good in the morning when you wake up? You open up those two gifts, those beautiful eyes, and boom, you're looking into the natural part of everything. But in
there
your mind's eye, in your mind's eye, you can see the Messiah. You get to see the Messiah. And he never, ever goes away. Never goes away. Always there to bring us back to the truth, which is the Word of God, which is Yeshua, the Messiah. So we get to open up the Word of God, and we get to sit at the precious Messiah's feet, and we get to listen to what Yahweh is saying to us through his Word, which he made alive to us. So people are changing because they spend time at his feet. And he changes the things that they think about and the things they talk about and the things that they do. And God's work is perfect. Although we do make mistakes, it's inevitable. We're all going to make mistakes. But you know why you can't rely on your feelings all the time? Because our feelings don't always accurately reflect what's going on underneath our feelings in our heart. So when our feelings become powerful for some reason, because we were enjoying our feelings. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And so all of a sudden our feelings become powerful because somebody's saying something or somebody doing something. And so our feelings say, hey, something's wrong, and we have to go take a look and see what's wrong. So we get to examine our feelings in light of truth that's in our heart, because we're talking about what God's doing. When our mouth opens and our lips are moving, people want our lips to keep moving because we're talking about the truth in love. Come on, everybody. God bless you this morning.
God bless you. Amen. Thank you for the truth.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Continue. Listening.
Oh, I can't. Once I get to going, you know, because I have to drink that coffee before I talkie-talkie. I'm just kidding. That's just for you people that are just waking up this morning. God is good, and it's all the time. All the time. Not just when you feel like it. You know, sometimes you don't feel like praising God for some reason, you know. But you need to go on and praise God anyway, because He's always good anyway, all the time. So, man, I go, you thinking what I'm thinking? I'm thinking, God, you mean to tell me we could praise you all day long if we wanted to? And He says, all day long.
Yes.
So sometimes when you have to rise above these daily disappointments, you know, we just rise above it. We keep on going. You know, people are going to be saying things, people are going to be doing this and that, but you know, it ain't got nothing to do with them. It's about Christ in you, because Christ sits on the seat of who you are and sets you free to love Him. And since there's nothing between you and Him, oh, wait, did you put something between your relationship with God? Oh, He's patient with you. He's patient with you. You know what I'm saying? Until you start acknowledging Him, because we have to acknowledge Him, right? Oh, yeah. I forgot to tell you about that. Yeah, we got to put our faith in God, and then we get to learn. We get to learn to trust Him in all these areas of our life concerning Christ working in us. Amen. Through us. Oh, my goodness. And for us. Mm-hmm. Ooh. I like the way you move, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Ah, hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful? That is so wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. That is so wonderful. What's his name? You didn't know.
I did. He told me way busy. I'm like, way busy. You said, yeah, way busy praising you.
Okay, that'll be your nickname today, Way Busy Praising God. Yes. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing wrong with that at all. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
We thank God for this brother from California, but we call him Real Busy.
Way busy.
I'm calling him Real Busy Praising God. We ought to all get busy praising God, because He is God, and He is the Alpha and Omega of our lives, Omega of our lives. We should praise Him all the time. And listen, get up early in the morning and thank and praise Him for just what He is, whether you feel like it or not. I told you, you know, we go too much on our feelings a lot of times, you know. And we could praise God anyhow. You know, the songs say, praise Him anyhow, you know. Don't let your troubles get you down. Just start praising Him, and you can praise Him out of troubles. Hey, come on now. You can do it. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. And you wonder why I get so excited. You know, when you just think about how He paid that price for you, and you think about how He suffered and all that just for us. You know, I would want to listen to Him. I want Him to tell me which way to go and what to do. You know, I don't want to do it. Nothing when He say, no, don't do it. We have a habit of doing what He say not to do. This is what the habit we have. We need to get out of that habit and just start praising Him, okay? If it look dark outside, you praise Him for some light. Huh? And if you've got aches and pains, you praise Him for be free of them aches and pains, don't you? Amen. Glory to God. And he will do it if you want him to. Okay? If you want him to, because he wants to be glorified in us. This is what he wants us to do, and yet we want to glorify ourselves. We are not the ones to be glorified. We are glorified Jesus. And the things that we do, we get all the accolades that it desired or wanted sometime or another. You know, not you getting up glorifying yourself, you know. Praise God. Make people think you're the light. Hallelujah. I just enjoyed that. Anybody else? Amen. You can call. Come on and call and talk to us today. It's so wonderful to hear your voice. You know, it's not like I'm talking to myself. Bless the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. But I love people on fire for Jesus, too. I tell you, there's all kind of fires, you know. God have all kind of fires going on now. Just pick you one. Pick which one you want today. You want to be the fire that sparks other people's flames, huh? You want to be that? You want to be the anointed fire today? Come on, be the anointed fire, you know. You get so hot, red hot, till you have to set others on fire. Hallelujah. I love that. When somebody's stirred up in Christ and, wow, the whole place go in flame. Oh, that is so beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You can stop praising the Lord. And no wonder somebody wrote the song, say, I just can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop. I like that. I just can't stop praising his name. I know we get tired because of the body. The body many times get tired, you know. But guess what? Don't give up. Even if you have to just sit there and think of praises, just think of praises. Let your mind do it, okay? Walk through praise. Walk through praise. And when you walk through praise, it'll take you through anything. I found out praising God will take you through anything, no matter what's happening in your life, you know. No matter if you got a little stagnant, you don't feel good. Or you can say, Lord, I mean, it may not sound like you got no life, but you say, Lord, I just thank you. I thank you, Lord, you're going to bring me through this sickness. I thank you, Lord, you're going to bring me through this situation, God. Oh, God, I'm so tired. You know, we'll go through that too, right? Praise God. But I do thank God for everyone that God has put in our lives. I praise him for them because they could be anywhere but here. They don't have to call, but they do. And I thank God for it. You know, I appreciate it. If you never call in and talk, I just thank God for you listening. Yes, maybe something will, you know, spark a flame in you to walk out on the word and take the limits off of God and allow him to work in your life to give you a changed mind, give you a changed heart and all. I'm looking for these things to happen just for you. Why? Because you dared to praise God. I dare you to praise God today. I dare you to lift him up. I dare you to call on his name right now. No matter what situation you found yourself in, you know. Or maybe something happened in your life, you know. Maybe you're lonely. You don't have any friends or anybody, you know. But remember, there's a friend in Jesus. You still got a friend, Jesus. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. No matter what kind of valleys you have to walk through, you see, keep on the firing line. Keep praising God. Oh, let that anointing just flow like a mighty river through you. You say, why are you saying that today? Because this is what we desire for you today. To feel the praises of God just flowing through you, and you don't mind praising him over even when it looks like everything's gone wrong in your life. And a lot of times it do look that way. As I said, look that way. Don't be that way, because the devil will give you all kind of false images. See? And you believe the false images. We want to get you out of believing those false images and know that even though there is that facade around you that appear to be, that it's not. No wonder the Bible tells you to do it. Cause those things that be not as though they already were, because they are actually not. You got a lot of not things in your life. Okay? They're not what they seem to be. They're not what they look like. You ever heard things say, you can't judge a person by what it looks like, what they look like? You see? But we do. We judge people by how they look. Okay? And it's wrong for us to do that. Let's just praise God for what they could be, or what God has planned for them, whether they walk in it or not. We are thanking God for what he has planned for that person. Even what he's planned for us and our family. Do you get it? Oh, y'all get that picture after a while, you see. There's so much for us to realize that God gives his commandments to us. And he gives them to us to do what? Keep. He gives it to us just to read. He didn't give them to us just to pass it by, you know. Oh, that don't mean nothing. That don't mean all that, you know. See, we need to get out of those little cliches that we have and think on the word of God. If God say don't do it, don't do it. Go to fifth and third, you go to fifth and third. That's where you go. Because God said it. He is the only true and living God. I like to talk about him myself because he do so many things. He heals, he delivers, he sets you free from all kind of issues you have in your life that you've developed over time. You know, you don't have to live with them just because the devil did what? Decided he want to put this in your life, you know. And our body do what? Accepts it. See? We don't have to go through that. See? All we got to do now is just say what? Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, Father. Oh, Lord, I just thank you. And those of you that can't do nothing else but say, Lord, help. Just say, Lord, help. Huh? And because of who he is and who you are, there's an answer. Their help is on the way. Help is always on the way for God's children. Notice I say God's children, okay? Help in the time of what? Need. Help in the time of need. It's where you find God. I thank God that Sister Elizabeth there in Connecticut, I thank God for her. She reached out to God for her son with those four or five operations on her son's back. And it took them almost a week to get through. Now, that's some pain. And can you imagine the mother have to go through it with him? We had to constantly keep prayer before God just for her and her son. Okay? Somebody was praying day and night, night and day, day and night, night and day. Now, he not in the hospital no more. That was just a week or so ago. He's gone now. He's gone. He ain't dead now. I said he gone. He's still here, but he's in therapy. He's in therapy now. Now, tell me God ain't good. God is so good. I just love it when God moves. And the sister that was in the veteran hospital, they ask about her. And listen, she said the only thing, what the doctor tell her, she got 2 weeks to live, is what they told her. And she was feeling, you know she was feeling sad, because you will too, won't you? But because God had someone there to pray and encourage her and lift her up, and she said, now one thing she don't realize today, that faith was moving in her even though she had a bad report. Let me tell you, she said, I will not die until my daughter get here, till I see her. And her daughter at the time was in jail. And wasn't due out then. But because they told the daughter, and the daughter say, I'm going to ask the judge, can I just see her and then come back? And when she asked the judge, we still praying now, we still praying. Do you know the judge let her out and told her she didn't have to come back? Now you tell me God ain't working miracles. God is still working miracles. And guess what? The mother's still alive. Past the 2 weeks, doctors don't know everything. See, God knows how far he wants you to go. And when somebody come in and bring the word of God for you to accept Christ in your life, and the mother accepted Christ in her life at that time. See? And guess what? God worked the miracle for her. See? Nothing was happening good, but now things are starting to happen. Isn't that wonderful how God works, moves things around just for you, changes things? The doctor might have had one report, but God has another report. Isn't that wonderful? I can't help but talk about it because, I don't care who it is that God did it for. I'm going to praise God for you. If you can't praise God or be here to praise God, I'm going to praise God for you. I know he lives. I know he's real. Nothing or nobody can tell me he's not real, because we can say like the song said, he done so much for me, I can't tell it all. You see? I'm not operating in strange fire because I want to do what God say do. Go where he say. Talk to whoever he say talk to. And pray ye one for another. Stop all this hate stuff. See? We got so much hate going on in the world today, in our neighborhood. Half of the day. You know, in the old days, everybody knew their neighbor, didn't they?
Yes,
they did. Everybody kept an eye on the neighbor house and children and everything. And now today, it's the neighbor that robbing people and killing people. They're killing the neighbors. And killing the friends and killing the neighbors. How you talking about you my friend and you hating on me? And you talking about you my friend. See? We do need changes. Okay? We pray for change. We are praying daily for changes, you know. We understand that the end times is very near now and things are unfolding quickly. So now we have to pray that you be ready. You get it? You be ready. You're not operating on nothing strange. You're operating on the true facts of Jesus Christ. This is where you're operating on. Okay? And I don't want to warn you on this broadcast to not operate on anything else but Jesus Christ. Don't have no other gods before him.
Thank you, Lord.
Stop believing the lie of the devil.
Thank you,
Jesus. Now, when you start praising God, I don't care how bad you got problems, your husband done left, the dog and the cat died, you know, and all of that, and his roaches in your house, and ceiling falling in, and, you know, you got all kind of stuff going on. It doesn't matter. Talk to God about it. He's your advocate right now. You don't have another one. Jesus is it. He's interceding right now with the Father about you. Okay? Because he loved you so much. Do you see? He loved you. He sacrificed his life for you. Do you remember that? My God. People just don't remember the day. How much God has done for them. And is doing. We can't just leave it has, but is. You know, I have a problem with saying always, God's gonna. You know, I don't like to say God's gonna or he's about to. I like to be definite. God is doing. Because he told me to call those things that be not as though they already were. So I'm going to do that. See, we get in the habit of saying certain things and it feel comfortable to us. Okay, let's get out of the comfort zone now and start practicing how to say God is. Everything that he say he's doing. He's doing it now. We've passed the gonna. We've passed the about to. He is doing it now. Now faith, there you go. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. He gave you that word now, N-O-W. Okay? Why not refer to him in the now? Come on. See? You know, I've experienced and been told many times that in the atmosphere, there are another world right in the atmosphere where we are. We just don't know it. We don't see it. See? We don't see it, but it's there. So everything that you ask God for is there already. The money is there. The car is there. The house is there. The healing is there. Do you get it? It's all there. Just glorify God in all things right now. See? Not about what you see. What you see is temporary, isn't it? You say, why you say it's temporary? Because he told you everything you see in them houses, the buildings and everything is coming down. Now how he bring them down is his business, isn't it? We just know that it is. Then he tells us again, say, there's a new heaven and a new earth. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. See? Oh, my God. Now, what are you expecting? What do you want to see now, the new? Or you think you're going to still see the old? These old houses that they charge your arm and leg for and half of them ain't worth what they charge you for, you know? He say new. Okay. Built right. Built by who? God. Mm-hmm. You waiting for one thing. I'll fly away, oh glory. You want to fly away? And all that too. Everybody want to do that. But we thank God for those of you that understand that there is something better for you. You do not have to accept, get comfortable in what is happening now to you, when there is more things that are better for you than you could realize. You know, I love it when God speaks like that. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Woo, make you want to sing a song, no matter whether you know it or not. Just want to sing. Because it gave you joy. It's joy unspeakable. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Glory to God. I tell you, I just want to thank God today for everything. Good, bad, and the indifferent. I thank God for it. Okay, because if it wasn't for the bad and the indifferent things, we would not seek more of God. See? And a whole lot of people wouldn't talk to him. You know? Find time to talk to God. This is what we want you to do today. Find time to talk with God. Don't get too busy talking about, well, I'm busy. I got to do this. I got to work. Well, if it wasn't for God, you wouldn't have no work. Now, take time out for God, okay? Between whatever you do, you can put God in there. But take time out to talk to him. He say he missed his time with you. Time with you to talk to him. And he can talk to you. How you going to know the directions? How you going to know what he say if you don't talk to him? And he don't talk to you. Okay. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah, anyhow. You know, I love praising God. I thank God for the praise. I thank God for it. He gave us a praise. He is the one that gave the praise. Where's the praise? In you. The praise is in you. Come on, we bringing it out now. We kind of get it pepped up now. Bring it on out. All right, praise God, praise God. You know, I'm going to allow our own Pastor Sharon. I know. Pastor Sharon to go for. And maybe Sister Diane too, you know. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Okay. Pastor, and I'll just be in the background praising God.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter. I tell you, there were some great jewels being dropped this morning. I hope you caught a hold of it. And we're talking about strange fire, and that is something to really think about. A lot of people don't really pay attention to the strange fire, what it all entails. But while the woman of God was talking about strange fire, part of it, strange fire, and also about your speech, what you're saying, what you're seeing, what you're walking into, what you believe in today. And turn your Bible to the second book of Kings, 2 Kings, the first chapter. And it read this. Like this, and Ahazi fell down through a lattice in his upper chamber that was in Samaria and was sick. And he sent a messenger and said unto them, go inquire about Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover of this disease. But the angel of the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, arise, go up to meet the messenger of the king of Samaria, and said unto them, is it not because there is not a God in Israel that ye go to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? And now, therefore, thus said the Lord, thou shalt not come down from that bed on which thou art gone up, for thou shalt surely die. And Elijah departed. And when we read a little bit further, it says how the messenger went back, and the king asked the question, why are you back so quick? You know, paraphrasing, why are you here so quick? And he let him know on his way of going, he met a man. And the man told him to turn around, turn again, verse 6. And they said unto him, there came a man up to meet us and said unto us, go, turn again unto the king that sent you, and say unto him, thus said the Lord, is it not because there is not a God in Israel that thou sendest to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Aaron? Therefore thou shalt not come down from that bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. And when you really read this, we talked about the strange fire. He inquired. Now, people want to, they can play like they don't know that God is real. But he's about to find out that God is real, because when God moves and there's miracles all around, you know, they know there's God. Why is it they're going to send after what? That's idol God. That God that cannot create nothing. And he's sent to inquire instead of inquiring of the prophet of God. He went to check on the sorcerer, the familiar spirit. That is known as strange fire. But God that sees all and know all, he let them know, listen, I made this universe. I'm the one that created you. I'm the one that gave you life. There's nothing hidden from my eyes. So he sent his prophet to meet the messenger on the way to follow the king instruction. And then the word of God was released through the prophet Elijah to let the king know this is what's going to happen to him. Now, so when what happened is when you read this chapter, you find out that if he had turned from his wicked way, if he had repented and said, forgive me, would there be a chance? But being the person that he is, he sent the captain and 50 men. And I tell you, you got to watch when a person is walking in error, you don't get caught up in their mess. Because it's true. Those people, the captain in the army, I know they were following orders, right? Because the king sent them. And the king said to them, I'll come to verse 9. Then the king sent unto him a captain of 50 and his 50, and he went up to him, and behold, he sat on the top of an hill, and he spake unto him, thou man of God, the king has said, come down. Now, thou said, God, man of God, he recognized who he is. He had recognized the authority, right? He recognized he was a man of God. But then is how he came to the man of God. The king said to come down. What happened? Fire came from heaven and consumed his 50. Amen. Now, that fire that came from heaven was not no strange fire. That was the fire of God of judgment, okay? That fire came down. Now, when you think, when the person went back to let him know what happened, the king's still trying to challenge the power of God. Why? He was deceived. He was fooled. He believed that he was the higher power.
All right. Hey.
So what happened? He sent another set again. And the same thing happened again.
Yeah.
Now, the first time, okay, I can understand. But the second time, you will say, oh, no, something is wrong. I'm messing with the wrong man of God. But the third time now, it says he went again, verse 13, and he sent again a captain of the third 50 with his 50. But you see, the captain paid attention. And the third captain of the 50 went up and came and fell on his knees. What? Before Elijah, and besought him and said unto him, O man of God, I pray thee, let my life and the life of these 50, thy servant, be precious in thy sight. You know what? The captain took notice. Even though the one that sent you into this mess didn't pay attention, the third captain paid attention. And he said, wait a minute. Fire came down and consumed them. And the second fire came. We are not going to be consumed by that fire because we recognize authority. We recognize the anointing. We recognize it is the word of God. And when he did what? Verse 15 says, and the angel of the Lord said unto Elijah, go down with him, be not afraid of him. And he arose and went down with him unto the king. Now, and then verse 16 talked about God, the word of the Lord came to the king again to let him know. There's a God in the land now, but you didn't send out to seek the true and living God. You sent out to seek the idol God, Beelzebub, the false God. And because you choose, make that choice, you will surely die. And verse 17 tells you about it, that he did die. Why? Because it was the word of the Lord. So, When you're carrying someone errand for them, think about it, y'all. Sometimes your parents send you to the ungodly place to handle their little nasty business, and then you what? You get caught in the mess. Why? Because you got caught up in the association. In other words, you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. So when judgment falls, you get caught in judgment. Why? Because you did not recognize it was a strange fire. It was not the fire of God.
Hallelujah.
So we have to pay attention. We don't hook up or get caught up in someone else's strange fire. We have to seek God for ourselves. Seek God. Recognize the anointing. Recognize who is speaking. Recognize that. Because he did. So we have to pay attention to that. Don't allow the evil someone else do. Keep me from all evil. Keep me. Let evil be far from me. So how can evil be far from me? I must pay attention to what I'm doing. Not because you're giving orders. Make sure the orders is lining up according to the will of God.
Amen.
But there is authority. There was an unauthorized authority because God was people, was the true people walking in authority. So we have to pay attention that we don't get caught up in unauthorized what? Fire. It was a fire not authorized by God. And so we lose our position, we lose our timing, we lose a lot. Why? Because we're in the wrong place at the wrong time, following the wrong instruction. So God wants us to what? Pay attention. He wants us to be alert. And then the woman of God was talking about faith, right? And your words, what you can create. And I'm reminded on Mark the 11th chapter, verse 13. and seeing a fig tree afar, having leaf, he came if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of the fig was not yet. For the time of the fig was what? Not yet. It wasn't time, right? And you ask the question, but if it was not time, why did he curse the fig tree, right? It wasn't its season to bear. It wasn't its time. Why did he curse it? What is what he trying to teach us, to let us know, recognize, to let us know? He was wanting us to know that what? Life and death is in the power of your tongue. Because when he spoke that word, it's to let you know that life and death is in the tongue. And then when you look at Matthew, the 21 chapter, verse 20, and when the disciples saw it, okay, we're going to go to 19. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only. And he said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth, after forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? And Jesus answered and said unto him, verily I said unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this, which is done to the fig tree, but also it, if ye shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And verse 22 said, all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believe you shall receive. So he was just letting them, in the book of Matthew, you letting them know, I want you to understand this. When you speak to something, and he was letting them know when they saw that it was withering immediately. He letting them know that there is power in your words. Some people, it's slow when they speak, and I believe it had to be the degree of your anointing, the degree of God in you, the degree of your belief system. Some people, when they speak, it doesn't happen right away, but it's in the process. But when there's a prophet that speaks, and a man and a woman of God that have a close relationship with God, I do believe it happened right then. Why? Because they are the mouthspeaker of God. So he was saying what the disciple marveled. They were surprised because it was instantly it happened. And he letting them know, listen, I'm doing this for you to see whatever you may speak through in your life, whatever obstacle is in your way, I give you the authority to speak to that thing in your life. You the only one that can speak. Unless I allow the prophet to speak on your behalf, because you know what, people go to the wrong people to speak over their life. But you need the prophet of God. You need someone that can see beyond what you can see, not what you think. You say, I've been in this way a long time. It doesn't matter that. Why? Because the prophet sees through the eyes of God. And you know what? They don't even try to be no one friend. When God use you, you ain't trying to be brownie points. You ain't trying to be her friend. You're just trying to be obedient to what God tells you to do. Elijah did what? He gave the word. He told the man, you're going to die. Why? Because you went and looked for what? That strange fire. You seek that wrong spirit. You seek something that God did not intend man to do. He's the one that created you. He wanted you to come to him with your sickness. Come to him with your financial problem. Come to him. Not get the good luck charm. Not get the candle burning. Not doing this and doing that. But he wants you to walk in his principle that he tells you to walk in. So Elijah was a man of God. And when he spoke, it happened. Jesus let them know when he spoke, It happened right away. So today, know that life and death is in your mouth today. You can, you the only one can stop yourself. You can stop yourself. Why? By your own mouth. You say you self-sabotage yourself. You say, why you say that? Mm-hmm. We do at times.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
You self-sabotage.
Yeah.
You can't say the next person. No, you... Someone speaks the wrong thing over you, you know you're going to say the devil is a liar real quick. You're going to say the devil is a liar and the truth of God is not in here. You get indignant too. And you speak with that authority, don't you?
Yes, you do.
And you'll say, I cast them negative word down. You'll be like, man, like you're in a war right there. But then we self-sabotage ourselves. Why is that? He letting you know, I give you the power today. You are the one that can speak life and death into your life. You're the one that I gave you today. I tell you to choose today. Choose life. Choose to live. Choose to walk in prosperity, in good health. Choose to command your body to line up according to the word of God. Choose to serve me. You got the authority today. And if you need someone to hook up with you, find someone that believes the same thing you believe.
Yes.
That's the only way it will go, y'all. You can't get someone that they say, oh, maybe he will, maybe he won't. I don't know. Today he, yes, he will. No, leave that person alone. Yes, we can do it. Yes, we can accomplish. Nothing is too hard for God. You have the one mind, one spirit. Speech today, and you believe in and you're trusting in God, and you know that God is the higher power, and there is none other but the Lord Jesus Christ today. So today, line up according to the word of God. Pay attention to your idols in your life. Pay attention to the idols in your life. What is the idol? Everything that you put before the mighty God, everything that comes first before God is an idol. Every family has an idol. You say, well, I don't see it. We ain't talking about that little statue stuff them people have. It's your belief system. What you believe today can become an island idol in your life. You know that God told you, if you speak to that mountain, he said, if you speak to it, be thou removed and be thou cast. You got to tell it to remove now. And tell it where to go. And he said, it shall be done. It shall be done. And all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, what you ask when you come before me, when you put it before me, I see the secretness in your heart. I know your thought. I know everything there is to know about you. Nothing is hidden before my eyesight. And he said, when you come to him and you ask me in prayer, believing, you shall receive. You got to believe this. You got to believe that he hears you. You got to believe he will do it. You got to see it today. You got to walk it today. Just like he told them, Abraham, to look up. He told him to look up, look up, look up. And he got to look up and see something. Today we got to do the same thing. We got to see it. And when you see it, you believe it. Because when you can see something, you believe it. And I'm not talking about the natural eye. Because your natural eye will fool you any time. But when you come into the place of prayer, that's when you seek God. That's the time you can what? Go before him and believe the word of God. And remember today, don't allow your what emotion to rule you. That's where we mess up on. That's where we stop our own self moving in our emotion. So today, allow faith to rise up in you and know that with God, you can do all things today. He is able to do all things. You know what? Encourage yourself today. Know that God is doing it just for you. Remember now, leave that strange God alone. Sister Diane. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the awesome word from Apostle Porter.
And Pastor Sharon, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. I just thank God for the word. I thank God for the strange fire that we've been speaking on, you know. As, you know, they was talking, I just wrote, change, fire, and speech. You know, those, you know, they say the words that jump out at you, those are the words that, you know, jump out in the whole time that they was, you know, ministering. And, you know, I wrote down if, you know, we need to change the way we speak. Why? Because life and death is in the power of our tongue. So whatsoever we say, it shall come to pass. Why? Because we created that and we send it out into the atmosphere. And you also heard when, say, when somebody speaks something negative over you, you start to say, and you do, because I had to laugh because I know I do that. Devil, you're a liar. You know, especially we used to say, oh, here, speak of the devil. Here comes the devil. Devil, you are a liar, and the truth of God ain't in you. I am not no devil. I'm a child of God, you know. They may just say it because it's just something that we was accustomed to saying, you know, not knowing what it is that you're saying or exactly or doing to yourself. So when you know better, you do better and you change the way that you speak. So if you change the way how you speak and believe in what it is that you're saying, what it is that you're creating out of your mouth, what it is that you're asking God for, then you begin to change that very strange fire. What is that strange fire? You know, that negative things that you're saying, you know, that you're speaking, that other God that you're serving, that you run to, you know. When God say it's so, and he created us. Just like how he created us by speaking, he created everything. And we're doing the same thing today. I just thank God for the word. And, you know, I thank God for changing gods. When I say changing gods, because when you're out there in the world, you ain't thinking about serving God. You ain't thinking about doing, you know, right per se in God's sight. You're out there doing whatever you want to do. And when you come into the knowledge, you begin to change and everything begins to start in the mind. And when you start changing how you think, changing how you speak, changing how you listen, changing the way how you do things, everything is change, and some of us don't like change at all. And, you know, when Pastor Sharon was reading 2 Kings, I went over into Amos, the first chapter, when it said the words of Amos, who was among the herdmen of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Azariah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jehoram, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. And he said, the Lord will roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the habitation of the shepherd shall mourn, and the top of Carmel shall wither. Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Damascus, and four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have threshed Gilead and threshed the instrument of iron. But I will send the fire into the house of Hazael, which shall devour the palace of Beni-Hadad. And trust me,
God's word, do not return to him void. When you disobey God, when you serve other God, there is judgment. You will be punished. And he warns you. He tells you, so nothing come upon you that you don't know about. He tells you. Warning comes before destruction. Now, whether you take heed to that warning, that's up to you. But know that when thus say the Lord, his word shall not return to him void. He used his man and woman of God. A lot of people in this day don't believe that there is true man and woman of God that is God's mouthpiece today. They think it was just only back in the days of, you know, the apostles. But yes, there is true apostles and prophet and prophetess, true man of God in that fivefold ministry that God uses. He will even use that little child to tell you. But do you have that ear again to hear? Do you have that ear to hear? We serve an awesome and powerful God, and know that he don't make no mistakes. He don't want us to walk in error. But know that we are going to mess up. But can we come to him and repent? Truly repent. Can we do that? I tell you, I thank God for this broadcast. I thank God for my apostle, my bishop, my pastors. I thank God because you know what? When you can go to them, when they can come to you and give you that warning before destruction, how much of us is listening today? How much of us want to do our own thing today? They want to be their own fire. They want the glory, but nobody gets the glory but God. Nobody. I don't care who you is. Not even the devil in hell gonna get that glory. You know? And it's just awesome. It's awesome teaching. And, you know, I did ask Apostle yesterday for one thing, but, you know, I just thank God for just hearing prayer. So y'all continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Yeah, I know. Holy boldness is something, I tell you. God is good. He is good. He is good. So y'all be blessed today. Y'all tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. We thank each and every listener that sends their donation to help with the broadcast. Knowing that no donation is too small or too great, God appreciates, he knows, he sees, and most of all, he blesses. So we would like to thank each and every one of our listeners that send their donation. May God continue to bless you and take care of your needs as you continue to take care of his needs. So tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you can tune in to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. She has been doing this from 2009. So you know, it's some awesome word that has been coming forth. You know, you can share it with a friend. You know, even those that call themselves your enemy, you can share it with them. So you know what? Here's a broadcast. you should listen to. You know, it's some awesome listening. Just go ahead. Just share it. You might never know how you can change that person's life, even just by surprising them and just talking to them. Why? Because it's the God in you. It's not about you, but it's all about God. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yes, the number has changed. That call-in number is 480-660-2316, code 3333#. Again, that's 480-660-2316. Code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. You can visit our website at logianinternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. Sow a seed into the woman of God's life. If she has been praying for you and God has moved, you receive that healing, you receive that job, and you would just like to sow a seed into her life, you can go ahead and you can visit our website at logianinternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. You can do that also for sowing a seed into the radio broadcast, or you can send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228 Apopka, Florida 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228 Apopka, Florida 32704. So you can sponsor the broadcast by just going on our website, or you can send it in the mail. We greatly appreciate your donation. So you tune in tomorrow at 11 p.m. as we stand together in unity, touching and agreeing, praying and tearing the devil kingdom down and taking back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. So know that God loves you. We here at Time to Talk About It, City of Victory. We love you. We appreciate you. And may God continue to bless you. Be blessed.
Let him let God, let go, and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.